General Boy's press secretary Luc Gatiak says South Sudan People's Army soldiers intercepted and destroyed a convoy of 8 military vehicles which were carrying military supplies from Juba to Mayom County on Tuesday. Gatiak says Boy's fighters ambushed the convoy, which he claims was carrying military ammunition with the intention of attacking the oppositions in Mayom County.
The SSPDF convoy vehicle, fully mounted with other carrying military equipment, clashed with SSPA forces in Tujloka and Kotong, all located in Mayom County. The convoy was from Ajakwach County, Warab State, heading toward Mayom County through the above-mentioned approach to Tujloka. And the mission of the SSPDF convoy was to reinforce its forces in Mayom and launch attack on us SSPA base around the area. This one led to the attack, whereby on our side we lost 7 soldiers and 20 wounded, and 40 enemy soldiers died on the side of SSPDF.
Gatiak says the rebel fighters also destroyed military vehicles and seized weapons and ammunition. He insists the rebel soldiers did not target civilians.
We don't have any problem with the civilian. Actually, our forces, wherever we are now, we are more friendly to the civilian. They know our target, and also we know our target. So the fact that the government is saying that we have killed some civilian along with the soldiers that are coming to attack our forces carrying ammunition with vehicle is a false allegation. I can assure that we have no problem with the civilian, and the civilian are okay with us staying together.
SSPDF spokesperson Major General Lul Roy Kwang confirmed knowledge of the incident in Mayom County, but said the General Military Headquarters in Bilfam, Juba, was not ready to comment on the reported ambush. General Kwang said he was consulting with his commander before commenting on the incident.
I'm still waiting for approval from my boss. Yeah, of course I cannot go on air without approval.
Unity State Security Advisor Stephen Salam also confirmed the attack took place, adding the convoy was headed to Mayom County for the funeral of late Commissioner James Chualgat Luak, who was assassinated last week by rebels. He says the convoy was ambushed and at least 15 people were killed, including 7 civilians who are going to the funeral.
This very vehicle, they had been sent here to go to the place where the incident happened on 22nd for the funeral of James Shaw. They just go home, and then they got an accident in between Tujloka and place called Kotong. And that incident, they burned the 3 vehicles and killed 15 people.
Salam blamed the attack on the South Sudan People's Army, a rebel group loyal to former SSPDF commander Stephen Boy Rolnyang. He says the state officials responded by sending armed forces to pursue Boy's fighters.
Yeah, the group of Boy, it's not another group. The group who killed the commissioners, those are the same people. Those are the same people who attacked, who ambushes the 3 vehicles and burned down the people. Seen yesterday, on the time they attacked the vehicles, and the government heard that, and then we sent the troops to the place of incident and to search those people to follow them. Up to now, there is no any result.
A group of rebels loyal to renegade Stephen Boy attacked Mayom County last week, killing Commissioner James Chualgat Luak and 11 others, including Galwak's bodyguards. General Boy told South Sudan in Focus on Friday the attack was motivated by revenge after a pro-government militia under the command of the late Galwak attacked the opposition in a place called Bong. In a July 22nd letter, Boy is quoted as saying, "Our people have been tribalized by the regime in Juba. They are unable to work together to achieve justice and freedom to confide in each other." End quote. Gerald Boy said all forms of peaceful and nonviolence means have failed, and his armed resistance aims to liberate people by unseating what he calls this despotic regime. Buhai was the former commander of the 5th Infantry Division of the South Sudan People's Defense Force, SSPDF, who was arrested by the National Security Service in late 2018 in Mayom County. He was found guilty of treason, rebellion, and other offenses by a military court in 2019 and sentenced to a year in prison. President Salva Kiir later pardoned him. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaideng in Bor.